Hey everybody, you're listening to Top Quartile, where we bring you stories from the front lines of growth in community-focused financial services. Hello, I'm your host, Dan Marks, the partner and EVP here at Infusion. And I've got a great guest today, Scott Lenore, who's the chairman of Evolve Bank and Trust in Memphis. So Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, tell us as we get started a little more about, you know, just your background, your role there at Evolve and what you guys have going on.
Yeah, so I'm a native Memphian, born and raised here in Memphis. After graduating college, I went to work for a family business. In that business, I worked in just about every aspect of the firm, accounting, IT, sales, did a little bit of everything. I worked there for over 15 years, and then we sold that business in around 2000. And then a couple years later is when I started Evolve, 2004 to be exact. And so it's been a journey for the last 15 years or so with Evolve. And it's been a fun run, but that's a little bit of my background.
It's a great story. And what's maybe one fascinating fact about yourself that most people don't know?
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a two for one. How about that? So the first one is I love sports, mainly college, but I love all sporting events. And I love live music, all genres. So whenever I travel, whether it be personal or business, I always think about what music event is going on there or what sporting event or both at the same time. So if I'm going to go to New York, I find a sporting event and a music event that I can attend. So that's number one. I think the second one is, and I've been doing this from the very beginning, every day I walk around in the office and I say good morning to every single person. And I've done it from the very beginning. If I'm in the office first thing in the morning, I walk around and say good morning to every single person.
That's a great habit. If I build some warmth and camaraderie right there in the office. Yeah, Memphis has been on fire from a sports perspective recently, huh?
A little bit. Our football team struggled here the last couple of weeks, but we're in the middle of the SEC hotbed. So if you're from the South, you know how important SEC football is. But we're doing okay. Tigers are fine. The Grizzlies are doing great, too. So
that's right. Tell us about what growth has been like recently at Evolve in the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I think historically we've had a great growth trajectory, you know, ever really since the very beginning. I think because of our different business lines that we have, you know, we'll have one business line that may be in a down cycle, another business line that's going up. So that really keeps us on our toes a lot from that perspective. But specifically in our open banking division, and this is where we support a lot of our fintech partners. Our growth has really been outstanding, both in number of cards that we issue, the number of transactions that we process, and even the dollar volume. So our growth rate has been tremendous probably in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, and that's certainly a hot space. And you're doing some really unique things with that open banking and fintech partnership. So tell us about what you have going on.
Well, so let me just back up a little bit and tell you a little bit about what we do, right? So we work a lot with what we call fintech partners. These are firms that have created cool apps, financial solutions. They've created the front end, and we're the bank behind the scenes supporting a lot of those different banks. So we have B2B, B2C, neobank, digital wallet, crypto wallets, just a great variety of platforms that we do business with. And we have some great customers. And for me, every day I get to talk to a lot of these firms who are doing some very innovative things in terms of disrupting the financial services. So from that perspective, it's very cool, the companies that we're doing business with and the fact that we get to power these folks, bringing these interesting financial solutions to the table, has been a lot of fun for us as a firm.
And that's a unique space. You know, what about your leadership philosophy led you to even get in that business, prioritize that type of innovation?
Well, I think part of the way that we got into the business was just I have three college-age children. I watched how they interact with financial apps, right? And so I tell people all the time, my kids are not bank-driven, they're app-driven. And I think that's the way a lot of end users are, right? They go to an app because it does something for them. And so these fintech partners have really created some great solutions that make banking and financial services fun, interesting, that gets more people into the banking financial services industry, which I think is a good thing. But in terms of leadership, you know, one of the things is we've been a top workplace for the last 8 years in a row, which I think says a lot about our culture and what we're doing. And we've really tried to create an organizational structure that allows people to grow within the firm. So we've been very intentional about that, putting tools and resources in front of people to make them successful, but really try to think about how we build the organization for people to grow within the company.
Yeah. And sometimes innovation is scary in banking because of all the regulation, or it's perceived to be scary.
No question about it. And I think as we have a great relationship with our regulator, we try to be proactive with them in terms of what we're doing. But I think as we've seen our growth, that's one thing that's been in the back of our mind is the regulatory piece while maintaining, creating that great customer experience that we've been trying to create. Maintaining culture is a big piece of that in the middle of all this growth. And then dealing with office space and HR and all the other things that come with that growth makes a little bit of a challenge. But definitely being in a regulatory environment is a good thing for us, actually. We enjoy that. And so it's a positive for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good regulation in banking. It helps keep things sort of safe for the end customer, that kind of stuff. And so how does that kind of work? Like, I think you just recently inked a pretty nice partnership around crypto. So how does that work? How do you sort of provide those services that helps enable that partnership to flourish?
Yeah, so part of what we do is in that particular situation, we partnered with, we have some interesting fintech partners who are driving digital wallets. And that wallet may contain dollars, Bitcoin, stablecoin. And so, in that transaction, we do a lot of settlement on the back end of that transaction in the stablecoin and ultimately to fiat. When we did that, obviously we went to our regulator ahead of time, talked to them about it, told them what we were doing. Because again, just trying to be a good partner to our regulator environment. But I think it makes all of our other partners, MasterCard and our fintech partners, feel good about how we stay within the regulatory environment.
Yeah, makes sense. And what are some of the end customer benefits you've seen or been excited about enabling?
Well, I think these fintech platforms have done a lot to bring customers back into the financial services industry in a very efficient and cost-effective way, right? So I think a lot of times these firms are working on ways to eliminate overdrafts. You're seeing a lot now in the buy now, pay later space, which I think is a very interesting space, giving customers some interesting ways to finance purchases. I think it's all very positive. Obviously, crypto is a big piece of that. A lot of folks are wanting to buy crypto. They want to use that crypto to purchase items. And again, that's where we did the deal with MasterCard. We have a lot of B2B customers who are working with innovative solutions on moving money between businesses in a very effective way. So again, I think these platforms have done a lot to improve the efficiency as well as cut out some friction, which I think is all very positive.
Yeah, sounds like it. And so how do you think about kind of analytics and research in this innovative framework in your business?
This is an area that I think we continue to be better, to be honest with you. We obviously have a lot of data that we gather as part of the business that we're in. We're trying to use that data more intelligently. We're working with our clients to create what we call scorecards that we give to our clients, telling them how they're doing, which in turn helps them, which helps us, right? Where are we having problems? Where are we having issues? But also, where are you having success? And then as we think about the future with our clients, we spend a lot of time working with our clients in terms of what is on their roadmap, right? So, because that's what we have to support. And so I do calls with the leaders of these firms just about every day, I schedule them monthly, and just talking to them about their strategic ideas, their strategic vision. And that kind of helps sets the tone of the things that we as a firm need to work on. So we spend a lot of time, not only with the data, but just really, to be honest with you, talking to our clients.
Direct customer outreach. There's really no substitute, is it?
No, that's right.
Yeah, and benchmarking is just so important too, because I'm sure everybody wants to know, okay, well, how is penetration moving here or there? And, just a lot of these still more emerging fintech aspects, there's not really neat categories in the banking world for that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and we try to be a little bit proactive with our communication to clients when we see things happening. We've created things like status boards. We create weekly emails that we send to our customers, telling them how they're doing, when they're reaching certain limits, when they're maybe getting ready to go over a certain limit, trying to be proactive with them, which hopefully will eliminate problems down the road. And that's one way that we use the data. And again, I think these scorecards are a big part of our success, but as well as making them successful as well.
Well said. What are some key takeaways or observations that that you have and you think about the space and you kind of your unique position in it?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Things are moving. It's amazing how fast things are moving in this space. I think what's going to be interesting to see how regulation keeps up with some of that. You see a little bit of that in the crypto now. I think there's a lot of unknown in terms of where crypto and how it's going to be regulated is going to fall. So I think that's one key takeaway. There's just so much innovation going on. It's going to be interesting to see what the next iteration looks like. I think that's going to be very exciting to see. And you're starting to see a little bit of consolidation. Yeah. In the space as well as a lot of clients have been going public either through IPOs or SPACs. So it's a fun time to be in the business. And again, we absolutely love the space for sure.
Well, I think one of the things that's really remarkable about you guys is you're proving that you don't have to be a giant to really make an impact.
Yeah, I think that's right. Right. So I think we're that size where we can be reactive as well as proactive with our clients. I think there's these clients need a lot of handholding at the beginning as they're starting to roll out their particular product or solution. And sometimes big banks have trouble, I think would have trouble dealing with those smaller clients. Yeah. And so it's created opportunity for us. And then we have some great partners along the way that help us kind of implement our strategy.
Awesome. Yeah. So in the crypto world, I guess Powell made kind of some headlines recently saying he didn't want to shut it down. And I think whenever you're making regulation around something, that's probably a pretty good sign that it's here to stay and just, you know, probably have some of the natural evolution of any new sector of the economy or new technology. So I think y'all are in a great spot.
Well, thank you. And like I said, we have a great team. We have a great group of clients as well. And again, it's so diverse for us. We get to, like I said earlier, we get to see a lot of cool things, which I think is very interesting. I'm not sure I'm smart enough to understand where crypto is going to go or where it's going to end up. I'll leave that to a lot of other people. And I think you're right in terms of there needs to be some regulation around it, but I'm not sure I'm the guy to figure all that out. But wherever that's going to end up, I hope we play some sort of role in that, and I know we will.
Awesome. Well, Scott, at the end here, just for a little fun, if you go back and sit down with your younger self, maybe the guy who's just starting out, kicking off Evolve in 2004, what are some words of wisdom you'd share with him?
Don't do it. Don't do it. No. You know, that's a great question. I'll tell you one thing that I wish I would have done is I wish I would have kept a journal. You know, I think back on, you know, I'm 55 now. I'm not sure I can remember everything that happened 15 or 20 years ago, or maybe I remember it a certain way. But I wish I'd have kept a journal of how I thought about things. It's definitely an emotional, spiritual, physical journey. And I didn't keep a journal. So if you're starting out, I'd keep a journal and talk about all the success you had, the failures that you had, the people you met along the way. But I would tell people to keep a journal.
That's a great advice. Well, awesome. I think that's a wrap. Scott, so again, thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing your words of wisdom.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
That's it for today on Top Quartile. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to Top Quartile wherever you find podcasts on any podcast app. And while you're at it, we'd really appreciate a 5-star rating. And if you're interested in getting an opportunity assessment, head over to infusionmarketinggroup.com to learn more. Thanks for listening.